This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Louisville City officials and the local chapter of the NAACP are condemning the raising of a Confederate flag on the Southern Gateway in Louisville sometime during the night Tuesday. Emergency Services Director Hal Louder said police removed the flag Wednesday morning as soon as they were notified. The vandals took the city flag and placed a U.S. flag under the Confederate banner. Governor Josh Stein was officially sworn into office on Wednesday, replacing Roy Cooper in the state's top slot. Stein promised continued help for Hurricane Helene victims, better teacher pay, improvements to schools, and protection of personal rights. Jeff Jackson was also sworn in as Attorney General. A public inauguration for the new governor and all the Council of State is set for next week. A number of new bills became law yesterday. Personal income taxes will be lowered to 4.25% this year, and future decreases will follow. Youth ages 16 to 18 to commit certain violent crimes will now be charged as an adult, and the state tightened the definition of a delinquent juvenile. Liability insurance for all drivers will rise slightly as the state increased minimal coverage from $30,000 to $50,000 per person and $60,000 to $100,000 per wreck. We have a full breakdown on our web. Highway Patrol Master Trooper Anthony Godwin, age 35, died of an apparent heart attack while hunting on Tuesday. Godwin was a Columbus County native. Arrangements are being handled by Muir's Funeral Home. He will be eulogized Saturday at Beaver Dam Church near Chadbourne. Donations for the family may be made to the benefit for Anthony Godwin at any branch of State Employees Credit Union. You can also mail donations to any State Employees Credit Union. Make it out to Heather Godwin and make a note on there that it is for the benefit. A Whiteville man shot and killed himself during a standoff with sheriff's office Monday night. Multiple agencies responded after the man reportedly fired a shot at a deputy who had responded to the wreck. Where there is smoke, there is usually fire, and some of those fires are beneficial. The Nature Conservancy is gearing up for its controlled burn season, which runs January through August. People who live in and near longleaf pine forests can expect to see smoke in the air as TNC and other organizations conduct controlled burns to restore the forest. Now, TNC is not the only organization that's going to be doing controlled burns. You can expect some from the Wildlife Commission and the Forest Service as well. We could see the coldest weather in a couple of years next week, and there's even the possibility of some snow in Columbus County. The next few days, we'll see sub-freezing temperatures, but then the real chill kicks in next week. Don't go buying up all the milk, bread, and eggs, but it's a good time to winterize your vehicles, protect your pipes, and secure your water pump. See Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the ColumbusCountyNews.com webpage. The Museum of Science is hosting a walk along the Lumber River Saturday in Fair Bluff. Meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. Park at the Visitor Center. The boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. Now, if the Riverwalk is too challenging, you can bring your little ones to the museum in downtown Whiteville at 2:30. They'll be going on a mini hike there on the tree trail at the museum. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.